Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today I'm bringing you an exciting combination of podcasts. I'm not just doing one, I'm working on two. And if you are on the YouTube podcast platform, then you're also getting the visual of exactly what's been going on this week and how absolutely incredibly busy it's been. Clearly, if you haven't heard for October, the response to again people moving in October was just tremendous. There was just so many people in the process of making a move. It was the second highest amount of transactions of any October in the history of the real estate board. So it's a, there's a lot to talk about. So let's start talking about with number one in the podcast. So if you listen for the first few minutes, it's going to be just running down what I like to do. And it's not every week. It's just a matter of when I see some very exciting activity, I want to share it with you. So these are the top five sold areas of this week. First week in November, just to give you an idea where things are going. Of course, everything to do with real estate is local. So don't get too tied up in what I say for general stats, and no one should. And I've said it often as well, even the real estate stats are very general. They're not about you. They're not specific to you. So until you get that specific report of the top five solds near you, then again, I'm just sort of giving you some general indications of if you live in any of these areas, you may be in one of the top five sold areas of the city. And for that reason, again, if you live in the area or nearby, we probably should have a discussion. And especially that connects to number two, which is the special report on when you should be selling in 2022. If the plan is for you to sell in next year, I want to make sure that you have all the inside scoop on when you should be ready to go. And it is something that does not happen overnight. It's something that does take several weeks to get right, especially if you want to be, you know, in the position of maybe being a sold record-breaking listing in your area, which I would like you to be. If you're going to be selling, then why not think about not just the present, but also the future? For some of my clients this year, they've been able to do so well that they've been able to retire earlier than they planned. Some of them have bought properties in other parts of Canada and have been able to get mortgage free. These are things that, again, you probably don't hear a lot about because it's not really for a lot of people their main focus. For me, it's about freedom for me. This is all about creating systems and programs that are focused on three very important things: your health, your happiness, and your wealth. These are really important things in that order. So what I want to make sure is that I'm in a position to help you get there. I really want to help you get there. So if you're joining me on any of my programs, my bootcamp programs, which you can sign up for right now, and you should through realestatepodcastshow.com. But even if you're just, again, connecting with me because you're just curious about, what your properties might be selling for, and the importance of the countdown, the buildup, getting ready for it. Because if you think that all the greats, Scorsese, Spielberg, if you think any of the great directors decide on a Monday that they're going to release a new movie on a Friday, think again. It's not how it works. There's a buildup, usually years. So in the case of what I call my perfect sold story plot line, my perfect timeline for that is 12 weeks. And we're coming up to that literally in just a couple of weeks. So December 1st is the deadline to be at the absolute optimal position for selling in 2022, simply based on what's happened in the past. And if there is a continuation of the low inventory and low rates, then why not be at the top of that food chain versus just selling whenever you think is right or when someone else tells you without the data to back it up. And this is obviously all part of it. The data is out there, but the analysis of the data and the usage of the data, that's a whole different ball game, which is why you have me. So again, realestatepodcastshow.com is the place to get all of that. You can sign up for VIP alerts. And of course, again, you'll get all my latest programs via the boot camp programs. It's all right there on the when you sign up for the VIP alerts section. So let's just go quickly through the top five areas of top five sold areas of Toronto based on the top sold prices in those areas. So for starters, the one of the top five sold was in an area that I love going to. It's got so much history. So many great people that I've met there over the years. And this is the Annex. So the Annex area, again, Avenue Road and Bloor, obviously one of the nicest areas of Toronto with so many great things going on. So close to everything, like literally right in the center of Toronto. You can't get much closer than this. And this is an area, again, that really, that people are really, really, interested in living in. So there are people there that will pay multi-millions of dollars. And the ones that when you, if you ask for this list or if you ask for the list near you, it might have properties that have been in the multi-millions of dollars. And I'm talking about, over $5 million, some of these properties. So I really want to make sure that you guys understand that, that's important. Another one this week in the top five was in the Etobicoke area. And this is somewhere that you might not think of as a place that has a lot of luxury homes, but it actually does. There's some incredible properties here. And on top of the fact that it's near the Humber Valley, there's really so much going on there. And it's just a little bit outside the city. So when you live there, and one of the draws for my clients, my luxury clients especially who live there, is that they get a little bit more house for their money, and they're still as close to the city as they need to be without being right in the middle of it, like right at Yonge and Bloor, for example. That's not for everybody. And some of you even prefer, they prefer to be about an hour away so you can sort of, be truly out of the city. And depending on where that, what direction that you, enjoy living, I've got properties for you to see in all of those areas. Another one that made the top five this week is a property in Lawrence Park. So the Lawrence Park area, again, is such a very unique area. If you drive up Bayview and you head over towards Lawrence, you've got Sunnybrook Hospital on the right, you've got CNIB in that area, and then you've got this incredible area called Lawrence Park. So when you join me on these tours, you will see the homes, famous homes of artists, you'll see famous homes of politicians, entertainers, and these are all places, by the way, that I talk about. When we're on tours, in case you haven't been with me on a tour yet, I very rarely talk about what we're just seeing. I'm talking about all the stuff that you can't see as well, and the people that perhaps you've never met behind some of those doors. I'm trying to make sure that you get a full experience of what's going on in that area, not just the minimal, here's the listing, 3 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, blah, blah, blah. I prefer to go way above and beyond that because I think that regardless of whether you're spending $1 million or $5 million, I think you should be asking for, the ultimate experience and knowing someone who does know these streets, who's been, on hours and hours and hours of tours. I've been in over 12,000, probably after this year, 14,000 homes over the last 21 years. So I've gotten to see and meet so many incredible people. And not everybody who I meet with buys or sells with me. Some of them decide to rent. Some of them decide to move to other cities. There's always those other things that happen, which are out of my control, and I get it. So I don't ever push for any of that. I just say that if you're serious about, making a move and getting the best experience, obviously, why not at least make sure that I'm on that list of your top five people that you meet with before you make a decision? I think it's fair that you would want to, you know, make sure that you get the best possible representation, whether you're buying or selling, and you want to have someone who can help you. And again, this is what this podcast is designed to do. It's designed to be sort of a informal introduction. And of course, you know, hopefully it gets to something better when we connect later on. And then one more area to highlight for this week anyways, and again, there's lots of them. This is just the top five, but basically another area that to talk about is the St. Andrew Winfields area. So for those of you not familiar with this area, this would also be the area of the Bridal Path. Obviously all these areas that are within the York Mills, Don Mills, Bayview, York Mills, really, really great stories that I've got here over the years. And a lot of the stories that you'll hear from me are ones that started way before I was in real estate. In fact, one of the first luxury homes that I actually worked on and I helped build some incredible properties over the years when I was in the construction business growing up. And of course, I wasn't doing the heavy work. I was doing the heavy work. I was a laborer on a lot of these jobs that my father's construction company was doing. But I got to learn all about, again, the mechanics of these properties. I got to meet these wonderful owners that had some great stories. And as a result of that, many of those have become longtime clients of mine. So I've got a lot of really great stories about that. And the story that you have to hear once we meet is the story about the house that David Bowie loved right here in Toronto. He actually traveled here to see it because it was such a unique, interesting property. And I can take you on the inside of that because guess what? I was on the inside of that property build. I know exactly what was going on inside. I know how many furnaces were in the house. And I'm talking about details like that that I don't mind sharing with you guys. Again, once we're connected, once we're becoming something that hopefully grows into a good client relationship and hopefully a friendship as well. That's the best part for me. Part two of this podcast is all about the importance of being a smart seller in 2022. So it actually does start right now. This is not something that you want to wait any degree of time that you don't have to be able to get this special report. So the secret of when to sell in 2022 is something that I want to make sure that you guys understand. The secret really is, and there's more to it than this, but the secret is preparation. Being ready for when the majority of buyers are out there looking. You do not want to be the best property on the market at the lowest possible time in the year of when buyer activity is happening. And this happens. It happens on a very frequent basis. And it's frightening to me because it's not something I would do. So I would never help, or I would never do anything for you guys who are listening, that are working with me, that have committed to me, that are loyal, that refer your friends and family. I'd never do anything for you that I wouldn't do myself. So making sure that you guys are ready at the right time of the year when the best possible, statistically speaking, the best possible time to sell is, that's when you need to be on the market. And that doesn't mean that that's not when you get ready. That's a huge, huge mistake a lot of people make, is they think that they should be ready at that time. No, you should be ready weeks before that. So that's what this whole report is all about. This is not about, again, giving you any sort of a crystal ball, because again, no one has it. This is for those of you who've been planning a move, and a lot of you that I've met with over this year have been talking about making a move late 2021, early 2022, for whatever reason. So if you've been planning it, if you've been thinking about it, if it's just time, then make sure that you are one of the, again, the smart ones that is signed on by December 1st. And December 1st is, again, a key timeline for this process. It's approximately 12 weeks from the beginning of when all of the best activity happens. But building up to that is really where the magic is. And this is where this podcast, again, gives you a very unique advantage, something no one else can give you. I start creating the story for your property. And if this is, for example, let's just use a random number. Let's say it's a $2 million home, again, in the annex area of Toronto. I don't just put that on the market on Monday and hope that people are going to see it on Friday. That's not enough for me, and I hope it isn't enough for you. My goal is to start telling the story of that property piece by piece as we get towards the actual listing date. So by the time that property hits the market, the value of that property is no longer just what it might have been on a piece of paper. The value of the property is way more than that because of the fact that there's such a great story to be told. And this is about, and this is really what it comes down to. And the minute, and this actually is the truth of this entire podcast. The moment I stopped marketing and started storytelling, everything changed for me. And of course, the point of that was for everything to change for my clients. I wanted you to guys to be on the inside edge of all the great stuff that this has allowed me to do. And I really hope that you guys are with me on this as we cross over from 2021 to 2022. I really want to make sure you guys are with me, but you do have to be signed up now. This is not something you can call me in early 2022 and think that you're going to be able to get the same results. It just doesn't work that way. So for you to do it right, you need to be signed on now. By December 1st, you need to be signed up with me. As far as the details go, and I'll tell you this again, even though I've said it a million times, I'm sure on the podcast, I'll say it again. The price and the actual listing date, those specific details are all to be worked out later. They're all work in progress stuff. So if you're in an area where the average price is $2 million, we simply get the paperwork started at, you know, the $2 million mark. And we talk about, you know, whatever the approximate listing date, that will probably change 5 or 10, sometimes, you know, a lot more than that times before we actually list, depending on what's actually going on. That's all secondary. That's why you never, ever, ever choose a realtor just because they're the person promising you the highest number on paper. This isn't about that. This is about creating the highest value long before it's time to hit the market, long before the sold sign ever appears on your lawn. It really has to be done correctly, especially now, especially with all the access to technology, the way things are going, just the fact that the metaverse is coming, all these things that you may or may not understand, you have to be able to work with someone who does understand it and understand the literal importance of everything to do, from this podcast to the way artificial intelligence is being implemented, to how my tours, again, implement all of these top of the line features, including state-of-the-art virtual tour technology and also state-of-the-art virtual staging. Again, all way beyond the average approach. Again, I'm not putting a couch in your house that's been in 200 other houses. To me, that is a health risk, and it's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. You can hire somebody else if that's really what you want, but to see the same couch, and I've seen this in some years, in a dozen different houses, to me is just, it's ridiculous. There's literally no appeal to that, especially when there has been proven track record of some properties, especially here in Toronto, multi-million dollar properties that have used this virtual staging approach and are such a better fit for the property, because every property has something unique about it, a different theme. And I've narrowed that down to 8 different types of themes that I think one of them will fit your property. If not, we customize it and we build another one. But 8 for the most part is what I found. And on top of that, and this is really, really important for you guys to understand, that once that property is in its perfect, clean, sanitized condition, it is the absolute highest value it's going to be in that clean and sanitized position, especially now with the fact that people do not want to take a chance on going in to an open house with 50 other people and sitting on a couch or you know, not that you're supposed to, but people do, sitting on a couch or touching a kitchen table that 50 other people have touched and no one's wiped off since who knows when. So it's far better to, again, let AI kick in, let the virtual staging that I use kick in, let all the great things that you see. And if you're on my YouTube channel, you'll see examples of how I'm implementing all of that into, again, every one of your listings that I get to deal with here in Toronto. And I'm trying to make it even more action-packed for 2022. So have yourselves a great day. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the rest of the weekend.